Wealth file number 7. Rich people associate with positive, successful people. Poor people often associate with negative and unsuccessful people. Successful people look at other successful people as a means to motivate themselves. They see other successful people as models to learn from. They say to themselves, if they can do it, I can do it. Rich people are grateful that others have succeeded before them so that they now have a blueprint to follow that will make it easier to attain their own success. Hey, why reinvent the wheel? There are proven methods for success that work virtually for everyone who applies them. Consequently, the fastest and easiest way to create wealth is to learn exactly how rich people who are masters of money play the game. The goal is to simply model their inner and outer strategies. It just makes sense. If you can take the exact same actions and have the exact same mindset, chances are good you'll get the exact same results. That's what I did, and that's what this entire recording is all about. Contrary to the rich, when poor people hear about other people's success, they often judge them, criticize them, mock them, and try to pull them down to their own level. How many of you know people like this? How many of you know family members like this? The question is this: how can you possibly learn from or be inspired by someone you put down? Whenever I'm introduced to an extremely rich person, I create a way to get together with them. I want to talk to them, learn how they think, utilize their contacts, and if we have other things in common, possibly become personal friends with them. I was recently doing a radio interview and a woman called in with an excellent question. What do I do if I'm positive and want to grow, but my husband is a downer? Do I leave him? Do I try and get him to change? What do I do? You know, I hear this question at least 100 times a week when I'm teaching our courses. Almost everyone comes to the stage with the same question. What if the people I'm closest to aren't into personal growth and even put me down for it? Here's the answer I gave the woman on the call, what I tell the people at our courses, and what I'm suggesting to you. First, don't bother trying to get negative people to change. That's not your job. Your job is to use what you've learned to better yourself and your life. Be the model. Be successful. Be happy. Then maybe, and I stress, maybe, they'll see the light in you and want some of it. Again, energy is contagious. Darkness dissipates in light. Your job is simply to be the best you can be. Worst comes to worst. If you just can't handle their non-supportive energy anymore, if it's bringing you down to a point where you're not able to grow, you may have to make some courageous decisions about who you are and how you want to live the rest of your life. I'm not suggesting you do anything rash, but I, for one, would never live with a person who was negative and poo-pooed my desire to learn and grow, be it personally, spiritually, or financially. I wouldn't do that to myself because I respect myself and my life, and I deserve to be as happy and successful as possible. The way I figure it, there are over 6.3 billion people in the world, and there's no way I'm going to saddle myself with a downer. Either they move up or I move on. I'm sure you've heard the saying, birds of a feather flock together. Did you know that most people earn within 20% of the average income of their closest friends? That's why you better watch whom you associate with and choose whom you spend your time with very, very carefully. From my experience, rich people don't just join the country club to play golf. They join to meet other rich and successful people. There's another saying that goes, it's not what you know, it's who you know. As far as I'm concerned, you can take that to the bank. In short, if you want to fly with the eagles, don't swim with the ducks. I also make it a point to remove myself from toxic situations. I see no reason for infecting myself with poisonous energy. Among these, I would include arguing, gossiping, and backstabbing. I would also include watching mindless television, unless you use it specifically as a relaxation strategy instead of your sole form of entertainment. When I watch TV, it's usually sports. First, because I enjoy seeing masters at anything at work, or in this case, play. And second, because I enjoy listening to the interviews after the games. I love listening to the mindset of champions, and to me, anyone who has made it as far as the big leagues in any sport is a champion. During the 2004 Olympic Games, Perdita Felicien, a Canadian and the reigning world champion in the 100-meter hurdles, was heavily favored to win the gold medal. In the final race, she hit the first hurdle and fell hard. She wasn't able to complete the race. Extremely upset, she had tears in her eyes as she lay there in bewilderment. She had prepared for this moment 6 hours a day, every day of the week, for the past 4 years. The next morning, I saw her news conference. I wish I had taped it. It was amazing to listen to her perspective. She said something to the effect of, "I don't know why it happened, but it did, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to focus even more and work even harder for the next 4 years. Who knows what my path would have been had I won? Maybe it would have dulled my desire. I don't know, but I do know that now I'm hungrier than ever. I'll be back even stronger. Just you watch." As I heard her speak, all I could say was, "Wow!" You know, you can learn a lot from listening to champions. Rich people hang out with winners. Poor people hang out with losers. Why? It's a matter of comfort. Rich people are comfortable with other successful people. They feel fully worthy of being with them. Poor people are uncomfortable with highly successful people. They're either afraid they'll be rejected, or they feel as if they don't belong. To protect itself, the ego then goes into judgment and criticism. I hope you get the point. Instead of mocking rich people, model them. Instead of shying away from rich people, get to know them. Instead of saying, "Wow, they're so special," say, "If they can do it, I can do it." Eventually, if you want to touch a millionaire, you'll be able to touch yourself. Now, place your hand on your heart and declare, "I model rich and successful people. I associate with rich and successful people. If they can do it, I can do it." And go ahead and touch your head and say, "I have a millionaire mind." Take these millionaire mind actions. 1. Go to the library, a bookstore, or the internet and read a biography of someone who is or was extremely rich and successful. Andrew Carnegie, John D. Rockefeller, Mary Kay, Donald Trump, Warren Buffett, and Bill Gates are all some good examples. Use their story for inspiration, for learning specific success strategies, and most importantly, for copying their mindset. 2. Join a high-end club, such as for tennis, health, business, or golf. Mingle with rich people in a rich environment. Or, if there's no way you can afford to join a high-end club, have coffee or tea in the classiest hotel in your city. Get comfortable in this atmosphere and watch the patrons, noticing they're no different from you. 3. Identify a situation or a person who was a downer in your life. Remove yourself from that situation or association. If it's family, you might just have to choose to be around them less. 4. Stop watching trash TV and stay away from bad news.